Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Support for this podcast comes from Frito-Lay and the 2023 Snack Bracket Championship. The Frito-Lay Snacker Challenge is underway, and fans are voting on their favorite snacks to crown champion. We're talking about primetime matchups between the best 64 snacks in the land. Will Ruffles Ridges reign supreme? Can Doritos defend their dynasty? Or will Smart Food use their smarts for a surprise upset? Only you can decide. Get in on all the action for a chance to win up to $1,000 or a year's worth of snacks. Let your snacks be heard. Just go to FritoLaySnackIt.SBNation.com to vote and enter for a chance to win. No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends April 3rd, 2023. Void where prohibited. Year's worth of snacks awarded in the form of 52 coupons, each good for one bag of chips. See official rules at FritoLaySnackIt.SBNation.com.
The following segment is from The Look Ahead on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
Next game up on the list, the Seattle Seahawks. They are 9-4. They are playing the Washington football team. Seemingly looks like a mismatch, RJ, but Washington has won four straight. A win would get them to 500. They sort of have the respectability of the NFC East on the line. And the strength of their team, the defense, I think could be a real problem for Russell Wilson and the Seahawks.
So similar to the last game where we had the second-ranked offensive DVOA going up against the second-ranked defensive DVOA, this is the fourth-ranked offensive DOA in terms of the Seattle Seahawks and the fourth-ranked team by defensive DOA in the Washington football team. So some really interesting particular matchups at different points throughout the weekend. I think if Seattle had not lost to the Giants, I don't know that anybody gives Washington too much of a prayer here. The Alex Smith factor is certainly concerning. Right now, we don't know what that situation is going to wind up being. I believe he did not practice on Wednesday. And obviously, that would change the conversation as a whole. I don't have any doubts, and I'm sure that you would agree after last week's love affair in Arizona. I don't have any doubts that Washington is the best team in the NFC East. I don't have any doubts that Washington's going to win the NFC East. I don't think they win this football game just because I think Seattle's offense is far more likely to click. And even if they don't click throughout the entire game, I don't think that Washington's offense can do enough. I know that they've had impressive wins against Pittsburgh, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But I think that Washington's time in the full-on sun of the NFC East, getting some caps and t-shirts, will start next week with a rivalry renewed against the Carolina Panthers for Ron Rivera.
I don't think Washington has much of a chance in this game. If Alex Smith doesn't play, they have no chance in this game. There is no chance Dwayne Haskins is going to outduel Russell Wilson. Russ, I will say unequivocally, and I have told Russell Wilson this to his face, I hate his guts. Now, I will also say I think he's the second best quarterback in the league. I think it's Mahomes 1 and Russ 2, and it's actually pretty close. I think they're both insanely good.
I agree it's closer than most say and most realize when they talk about that. I agree with that.
Yes. Washington's D-line, though, is no joke. And it's not like the Seahawks have a great offensive line. I expect him. This is not going to be a walk in the park day for Russell Wilson. Like, it's going to be one of those crazy, Russ has to make all these awesome plays. Like, Seattle may win by two touchdowns, but I think it's going to be plays like where Russ is shrugging guys off and then just launching those moon balls to Metcalf for touchdowns.
I think this has the potential, and you've seen a lot of these, to be kind of a Seahawks-Rams game from Aaron Donald's earlier years, you know, like a struggling offense that sometimes just did enough. If Washington wins, especially without Alex Smith, it's going to be like an 18-16 score. You know what I mean? It's going to be something weird and wonky. But I agree. I think like 96 times out of 100, I would lean with the fact that I think Seattle's just going to destroy them. I do think this, if you are a gambling person, and I know that, you know, the cheat sheet will cover this as well. This is the chance to, if you want to bet on Washington to win the NFC East, wait for this game to finish, especially if Seattle crushes them, because Washington's going to win this thing. So let those odds go back in your favor, get better shots, whatever. And then, you know, buy your ticket and cash out later. Thank me later. No big deal.
This game for Seattle is they have nothing to gain and everything to lose. If they win, people will be like, eh, okay, that's what we expected, good. But if they lose, then you're like, if you're a Seattle fan, you're like, what's going on? We lost to the Giants. We're losing to Washington. You know, Russ had that one good game against the Jets, but he's kind of been scuffling. Like, I feel like the panic flags go up if the Seahawks lose this game.
I also think, and I think the NFC West is fascinating. You've talked about this a lot with how each team, except for the Cardinals, kind of has one of the other team's number. And I would imagine that it's difficult for the Seahawks not to look ahead to the Rams game next week, especially given that fact. And I bet it's probably been difficult for the Seahawks to not have been looking to that Rams game since last week, right? Oh, we just got the Jets and Washington before the real game starts, right? And, you know, if you lose this game, I mean, they're making the playoffs, but your life is dramatically impacted. We could, by the way, Stats, see this game in a month. I mean, this could be a wild card round game. Seattle at Washington, just like it was Russell Wilson's rookie year.
Seahawks are giving 5.5. I have no problem giving 5.5 points. Are you going to be bold and take Washington, or are you once again going to copy me with my pick?
I just told you that Russell Wilson's my favorite non-Cowboy in the NFL. I know your other co-host likes to pretend that he feels that way too. I have a Russell Wilson jersey, Stats. All right? I'm taking the Seahawks all day long.
Make sure you don't miss our next conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's episode is brought to you by Cars.com. With over 2 million vehicles and 50,000 more added every day, Cars.com will match you with the perfect car for you, your budget, your life, your style. And if you're ready to say goodbye to your current car, Cars.com will get you an instant offer to cash it in. Just start by entering your license plate and get matched with a local dealer who will write you the check. So whether you're looking to buy or sell, just go to Cars.com. It's magical.